Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's edition, Prime Minister Andrew Holness urges CDB to give priority to debt management, government and World Bank to collaborate on better financing for SMEs, and Logistics Hub Master Plan being developed. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker. Stay with us. Prime Minister Andrew Holness was in Montego Bay last week for the 46th annual meeting of the Caribbean Development Bank, CDB's Board of Governors. During the opening ceremony, Mr. Holness called for the CDB to give priority to addressing the problem of high debt, which he says is impeding growth in the region. Mr. Holness says debt forgiveness is not an option, but the region could consider a debt for policy swap as one way of reducing high debt levels. The Prime Minister says while the region continues to focus on attracting foreign investments for growth, countries must also concentrate resources on policies that transform their economies, reduce public bureaucracies, reform tax systems, promote economic efficiencies, and broaden access to finance.
The countries of the Caribbean region must pursue economic growth, and the multilateral agencies and our friend in the CDB must stand with the leaders of the Caribbean in promoting policies for economic growth, which is inclusive and sustainable.
Mr. Holness says the CDB also has a role to play in helping countries to increase intra-regional trade and implementing policies that maximize the use of productive assets. The government of Jamaica and the World Bank will be collaborating on a new project to facilitate access to finance for small and medium enterprises, SMEs. The decision follows wide-ranging discussions on May 18 between Prime Minister Andrew Holness and World Bank Vice President Jorge Familiar in Montego Bay. The project will also focus on creating innovative financing initiatives, including a debt for nature and resilience swap and policy-based guarantee. During the meeting, Vice President Familiar congratulated Jamaica for its commitment to good macroeconomic policies and expressed conviction that with continued reforms, Jamaica is on the right path for accelerating growth. As part of its country partnership strategy, the World Bank is providing Jamaica with $500 million or $510 million over the period 2013 to 2017 to boost private sector development and competitiveness. It also comes with support in transitioning to clean energy, a regional initiative to provide new skills and jobs for youth in the animation and digital economy, and efforts to improve social and climate resilience. And preparations for Jamaica's transition to a logistics-centered economy are well underway with the implementation of several key engagements. The latest is the start of work by international consultancy firm Nathan Associates Incorporated to conduct an industry analysis and develop a master plan for the Logistics Hub Initiative. The government, through the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, has engaged the services of Nathan Associates to conduct the 14-month study that will be executed by sub-consultants Berger ABAM. Nathan Associates is a group of economic consultants with headquarters in the United States. The engagement will be implemented under World Bank loan funding support that has been provided for the administration's Foundation for Competitiveness and Growth project. Head of the Logistics Unit in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Eric Deans, says the industry analysis and master plan will provide the developmental roadmap to establish Jamaica as a global logistics hub.
That master plan and industry analysis is broken down into two phases. The first phase consists of five parts, the first of which is this visioning exercise, this visioning workshop. It has the other parts consist of a cargo analysis, a benchmarking analysis, a study of the existing industries, and finally the preparation of industry analysis.
Dr. Deans says the market analysis will provide the rationalization for investment in the industries that will best develop the hub. The master plan will incorporate the projected demand and planned investments to create a long-term national logistics development plan. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker, inviting you to tune in again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.